You know, when you set your mind to do something, be sure to know that the devil is going to try to stop you. Especially if you're trying to rightly divide the word of truth and find the types and shadows, the types and anti-types in this reality. Why would the devil do that? Well, when you do the types and shadows and anti-type decoding, you pretty much can profile everything, anybody, all things. But you mainly should be profiling your own heart, you know. God's word is powerful, more powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, to the dividing asunder of spirit, soul, joints, and marrows, a discerner of the thoughts and intent of the heart. So it's mainly to let the word of God cut your heart. But when you watch these series, you're actually looking at yourself at different phases in life. These writers are amazing. There was one part of the Flash series recently, and there's one part of that Jessica Jones series. She looked up at the van. She said, "Now the writer. Now think, this is the writer. She's just an actress. The writer wrote this. That's not me. That's not me. That's not me." She was looking at somebody who she could have been, and she doesn't want to be that person. And they're trying to put that identity onto her. And so the typology is, people try to, once you get saved, right, and you start moving towards the truth, or let's say before you even get saved, you start moving towards the truth, God starts to pull you out of Babylon, right? You start to see other, in other words, when you leave your friends behind that were drunks and drug heads and all that, or whatever, it could have just been traditionalists, it could just be the religious kind. When you start to walk away from your non-saved friends, and because you're born again, and you walk away, or God is pulling you away, you say, "That's not me. That's not me." And another example is the Flash series. The mirror world. The lady could work through all mirrors, a fractal mirror. She was stabbing the Flash through different mirrors. And so that's how the hive works, the hive mind, the devil works through the flesh. So the kingdom of darkness versus the kingdom of light. So this is why you're not to yoke up with them. Because if you yoke up with them, they could stab you anytime, every time, you know. You don't yoke up with the lost because they're just a fractal mirror of the devil, and they're trying to steal, kill, and destroy. Long story short. You can look at some series, because the word series means seer, to see. And every series, I don't care which series it is, any of them, they all have some deep stuff going on, you know. And you can pull truth out of anything, really. But when you look at a series, you're actually looking at a fractal view of the human heart. Because think about it. A writer is writing from other books that they've read. They're writing from their heart, other people they know. So when you start decoding this reality, it doesn't matter if it's a series or your car out front or your yard or the trees or whatever. You can decode to the same truth. But when you look at a series, you're going to find the sine wave, and you're also going to see how a person's character over time, they become a better person. Now, some people go worse, but some people want to be better, you know. They want to escape the tragedies of life, and they want to be better. See, what's happening here, the devil's trying to pull you down, hook you down. That's why they call a hooker a hooker, trying to hook you down. God is trying to hook you up. He's trying to fish you up. The letter N, the reason Netflix is doing so good is because it got the letter N. The letter N has the snake and the fish encoded in it, and the letter N is hooking the first part. The left side's pulling down. The right side's pulling up. Jesus became sin for us to pull us up out of our sin nature, out of Babylon, out of the dredges, the demonic deception that's out there. And so you'll see a same pattern, but you'll start to pick up little things because these writers are not outside of creation. They're not outside of God. So if some writer's reading a bunch of books, right, and then he makes a series and he puts a scene in there that you've never seen before, there's going to be something you can learn from that, you know? It's true with everything in life, to be honest with you. So a writer cannot, I was in the drive-thru, sorry. A writer can't think outside of God, and when he's reading all these other books and watching all these other movies and ideas, he's going to come up with some new idea that no other writer's come up with every once in a while, but he's not outside of the system, right? And so when, so that Flash series, the villain, she was stabbing people, stabbing Flash through the mirrors, and she had the mirror broke, and she was able to stab him through the mirror, different fragments of the mirror. And so what you can decode from that is the villain, which is the devil, has a fractal, the MK Ultra mind control of the devil through these people. He can take them captive at will. He can act, I'm sure he can, if these people are demon possessed, he can see through the eyes of these demon possessed people because it's a demon, right? Possessing them. So he can actually see through their eyes or whatever, and he can work through them as a fractal projection and attack you. So the more unsaved you got around you, the more the chances of you overcoming is pretty hard. Pretty slim, I mean. And so what you do is you cut them off, you know. You get them out of your, don't let them across your threshold, you know. Some of your worst enemies claim to be your friend, you know. They hate the Bible, they hate God, they hate the truth, but they want to be your friend. They'll pretend to believe, yeah, I believe the Bible, but they don't know any Bible. I just went through the drive-thru. The fractal, look, I can notice all the drive-thrus in this city, except for Chick-fil-A. Almost all the drive-thrus, it's just foolishness. It's a fractal. It doesn't matter what, I can go to Sonic, I can go to McDonald's, I can go to Burger King, I can go to any drive-thru, and it's foolishness. They don't listen, they don't get your order right. It's just ignorance, it's foolishness.
Yeah.
And they're just, they're the same. You can profile the drive-thrus. The only difference would be something like Chick-fil-A. But even then, there's certain patterns, you know, that kick in. And so you, no matter what you do, no matter what you look at, you can find a pattern. You can find a profile. You can find a typology. And you know what they're going to do and act like and say before they say it. But, and you know what their belief system is, doctrines of demons and doctrines of devils. A person who can't rightly divide the word of truth, everything out of their mouth is anti. And so if doctrine determines behavior, the anti is nothing but confusion and every evil work, you know? And if you notice, these actors are typecasted because they're being used. It's so unbelievable. I'm almost to the point where don't even want to talk about it anymore because it's so obvious, but, and it's so easy, but people want it to be complicated, and it's not. Oh, if you really wanted to write a script, just go read some, go watch a few movies and just repeat it and change the characters. You got the same story. It's the sine wave. And these actors, I would have to say these actors have probably sold their soul to the devil, most of them. And it would be hard for them in that industry to get saved because let's think about it. Let's say they got saved. They wouldn't get any more work. I mean, they wouldn't even get any more work. Look at what happened to, what's his name? The villain in Sonic, what's his name? He was the one that did the Truman Show. So he went into a, he wasn't saved, but he went to a spiritual awakening and said, we're all one. We're all one. Well, in Christ you're one, but the world's not one. So they attacked him. He had a spiritual awakening, and it wasn't even a born-again awakening. And they attacked him. He did get a job. He did get some work after that, but it took 2 years of enduring those major attacks, you know. And they called him crazy and said, what's wrong with him? Forget his name now. But imagine if an actor got born again. They wouldn't get no more work. Because they're not going to hang out with their buddies. They're not going to have a network. They're not going to hang out with the lost. If you hung out with the lost after you got saved, you'd be miserable. You'd be contrary to yourself, you know. So the profile is easy if you know your word, know the Bible, know the word. And so when you're decoding this reality through the series or whatever, you can, there's going to be a writer, there's going to be a situation in life that you haven't seen before. And when that happens, it's almost like the universe is saying, what does this mean? Think about this. It's thrown in your face. What does that mean? So if you watch a series slowly and you watch each scene, not as entertainment, but as, what is that? How does that apply in a fractal way, a holographic fractal way? You can actually discern deep truth. And you're going to find a Bible verse that relates to it, you know. Or a biblical concept. And so what you see is the Genesis 3 repeat everywhere at all times, moment by moment. This reality is a simulated training program. And everything that's hitting your eye gate, your ear gate, and everything in life is to teach you something. To show you something. It's to grow you up spiritually. That you might help somebody else get out of Babylon, really, to be honest with you. You're ambassadors for Christ. You're like a minister to the lost. They're just in a repeat. They're just going around them. They're just spinning their wheels thinking they're getting somewhere, and they're not going anywhere. They might get somewhere for a season, but then they get in a certain point and it just becomes a repeat, and they go into a spiral downward. If they don't get saved, they spiral up, then they spiral down, just like the stock market. They spiral up, spiral down. They're going up, then they go down. And it's like they don't even learn. They don't even see it. They don't even see it. They might play the act as an actor, but that the very thing they're showing on the screen, they're doing, but they can't see it represents their life. They're doing the same thing, that character that they play, but maybe not as fast. Maybe it's, instead of one season, it takes them 10 years to go through it, but they're doing the same thing as some of those characters they play, but over a 10-year period of time or 30 years, and they can't even see that they're actually looking at themselves. It blows your mind.